Conversation that never ends. This is Timeless Talk. I'm your host, AJ. And to my right, as always, you know, we got Slideshow.
It is me.
Yep. We got Slideshow to our right. You know what I'm saying? Slideshow. We got to give you the horn, bro. Say something for the fans, bro. They love you very much.
What's happening?
And to my left, I'm not going to ignore this man any longer. We got a very special guest who blessed us with his presence. We got Surge. And that's short for Sergio. Yeah, he's a good friend of ours to the show. You know what I'm saying? He's a fan of the show. We're glad to have him on this on season two. You know, we talked about having him on a little earlier than this, but it's cool. You know, the timing is right. The timing is meant to be when it happens. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, hey, we're glad to have you with us here, man. We're glad you're here with us. And,
thanks for coming.
Appreciate you guys. Oh,
yeah, man. I'm going to give you a golf clap right now.
Absolutely.
And a cheer.
Fuck. Feels like I just hit a birdie.
Now you're in a stadium. You went from hitting a birdie to being in the stadium. But anyway, we're happy to have you here with us, Serge. And you know, today's topic, we're going to kind of delve into the ocean. Shark Week kind of gave us the inspiration.
Cool.
So, you know, like, fuck it. You know, it's Shark Week. Why not just delve in? And, you know, he has a marine history, not actually being a Marine, but studying to be a Marine biologist, correct?
Or? A little bit. I did until I realized I wasn't paying rent, you know, and kind of backed off and went in another direction.
Hey, man, I understand it. And he's done,
you know, it was a cool gig. I met a lot of people and did a lot of cool stuff and got to do a bunch of fun stuff with, you know, out in the water and whatnot. So it's cool.
That's cool, man. I like that. The knowledge stuck with you and it's good for conversation like we're having right now. So it works, you know. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and go over the topics. Before we go over the topics, though, I want to say thanks again to all of our subscribers out there that are on YouTube watching us and everybody who's listening to us on all the directories that we have. You guys know what they are by now. The top three being Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Pandora still not showing us love. Sorry, I burped. Still not showing us love, man. You know, they have us like pending right now for some reason. We're still reviewing your show. Pandora, mad haters, bro.
Damn.
I don't know what it is with Pandora, man. That's why I don't listen to them anymore.
Haters, dude. Haters.
Haters, bro. Haters be haters, man. Haters be hating.
They said you only got potential.
They said they don't got potential, bro.
Hey, it's a start, man.
It's a start. Thank
it's
you.
A start, man.
And they said, I laugh at that shit because you know what? Let's just say there's an individual that might have said we didn't have potential or allegedly said we didn't have potential to grow.
That's like a full-blown hater, though, you know, no potential.
You can't get away around that, right? Some people are just going to hate no matter what. You want to try something out of the ordinary, they always have something negative to say because they themselves aren't doing something they want to do, right?
That's my people, dude. That's one thing about being Latino, man. Your people, every time you do a little something, you know, gets you up in this world, shut up. You think you're all that. You know, go cut the grass. Do something like that.
It's true, though, bro. I feel like you get judged heavily when you want to try something outside the comfort zone. I'm sorry that I don't want to work in a job that I'm not happy with for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if I could find a way to monetize this, which we're on our process of doing, have some merch made. And if I told you this, Surge, but this logo right here, Timeless Empire, is actually going to be for the clothing line. That's going to drop. Hopefully near the fall. We're shooting for the fall. So
well, hopefully it's out, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. We're going to have some stuff, some merchandise for the podcast as well. So we're going to have hats, which is going to be with that logo, Timeless Talk. So
cool.
It's just, I don't know. That's what I'm passionate about. I do graphic design. That's what I really want to do. Not that I'm not grateful for the profession that I have right now that funds the dream, but that's ultimately what I want to do.
And you're heading in that right direction, though, you know, and everything that leads to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we appreciate your time, man. You're a part of that. You're just helping us put another block in the road, man, to pave the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
literally, I'm the landscaper.
He's like, I'm the one really behind the scenes.
Literally putting the
doing
blocks
that
in
shit,
the
bro. He's putting the blocks on the road to create it.
Trim the bushes and shit.
And my boy right here, man, he's helping make the dream come true, man. Because the chemistry I have with him, man, he comes with me every week and just helps me do all the stuff that happens off scene that no one gets to see, man. It's a blessing to have him roll with me through it all. You know what I'm saying? Like, set up the studio, the microphones, everything, the recording, the editing every week. It's a process, man.
I'm here for the free food. You know?
Hey, and we feed his ass every time, too. You know what I'm saying? So he's taken care of. You know what I'm saying? I pay him with cheeseburgers.
Shit, nothing wrong with that.
Rosso with cheeseburgers.
Nah, man, but you know, we'll get into the topics, man. So, speaking of which, you know, today we're going to, I did mention, you know, Shark Week and speaking about the ocean. So there's a few things we came over, we want to talk about, which is octopus fights. Give you guys a brief breakdown what that means. There have been some octopuses that have been known to, I guess, fight using tools sometimes. I heard they use coconuts for shields and they use twigs or sharp. I heard even someone break coral off. I don't know how true that is and use that as like a stabbing weapon, bro. It's a shank. Like
I would have been surprised.
Like a deep sea shank, bro. Like it just made it.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I've seen them use tools. Like well, I've seen them with it. Well, not stuff, physically right? seen them, but yeah. I know that they will cover themselves in coconut shells and whatnot to like avoid a predator.
That's crazy.
And they'll literally look like a rock because they're just completely dressed up in all these little shells and, you know, little shark will swim by and like, because sharks love to eat them. And you won't see them. And all of a sudden he'll like let these shells go and bolt another direction. It's a trip. Yeah, they are pretty intelligent.
I believe it. No, so that's we're definitely going to delve into that. Then the bloop, the world's loudest sound. I know I kind of talked to Serge off the record earlier before we started the episode. I don't know too much about this one, but supposedly it's a sound that originated from the depths of the ocean, and we don't know where it came from, but it's like causing shit to like change and sending rhythmic things in the ocean that's kind of affecting things outside the water, supposedly. And then supposedly they're saying, oh, it's just iceberg cracking, but the effects of it are just saying otherwise. I don't know. Do you know anything about that?
That's pretty, I don't know exactly, but I mean, when you talk about like the Marianas Trench and stuff of that nature, I know there's only been a handful of people that have been to the bottom, you know. You're looking at just over 36,000 feet, and I know people have been down about 35. It's only been a handful. There's been about three that have been actually down there more than once, but it's one, it's stupid expensive. And then, you know, to make submersible to go that deep, it's, you know, again, more money.
Yeah.
But that's always the main, you know, like thing you got to overcome to get down is get a shitload of cash.
Yeah, that's about right.
Or you ain't going down there. But, So we've explored about 15%. So there's a lot of unknown.
Damn. 15. Did you know that slideshow? Yeah.
So 15%, there's a lot bro. To learn and figure out. This is why I don't like hold it impossible that the Megalodon lives. I mean, yeah, is it possible? Probably not. But is it possible? I mean, for up until just recently, a few years ago, no one had visually seen a giant octopus.
And it's crazy you said that because, yeah, it literally kind of delved into the next few topics, which were ocean deeper than we thought. 80% of it is undiscovered. The Mariana Trench, you got to that part. Is that really the deepest part of the ocean? There's been times where we thought we hit the bottom, but then we found out that's just a layer of gas. Mm-hmm. And there's more beneath that. What the fuck lives down there? We can't send a drone down there. You know how the pressure's insane, right? I don't know, man. Then we're going to talk about the Bermuda Triangle and Needy Sonar. Is that really what it was? Needy?
That's what he called it.
All right. Needy Sonar, beaching whales. Like, so what does that last topic mean? What's really the reason behind these whales that are just getting beached randomly? They die for unexplainable reasons, right? They're just keeling over and dying from supposedly hearing a frequency that causes them to kill themselves. Or like you said off the record, bacteria might be the cause of that.
There's a lot of factors. It's
other factors in the ocean, but it's very possible that supposedly the government might be behind that one. But we're going to go ahead and delve into those topics today and see where they take us. Okay, guys. So we're going to go ahead and delve into this first part here, which is the octopus fights. We kind of already went over a little bit briefly. Like, you've only heard of them actually using stuff as tools to build things, right? But never to actually. We heard from a source that supposedly they have full-on civil wars with each other. Is there any factual
evidence? I've never seen it. I know that they're intelligent beyond. I mean, they're a lot smarter than like even whales and whatnot. They use tools and they do a bunch of things. They figure things out. I've seen them, you know, in tanks where they can actually open jars, reach in, you know, grab things. You know?
Oh, so, shit. They're smart, man.
Yeah, they'll put like food inside of a jar, dump it in the tank, and they'll actually figure and get it and unscrew the lid and get it and eat it. So they are pretty intelligent.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, so even in the aquarium realm, you have to, like, they're Houdinis. They get out of anything. Like I mentioned before, the size of their beak is the limit of the hole they can crawl through.
Wow.
So if you have like a filter hole or something, they can get into filter boxes, get into other things and escape. They're very, you got to put like rocks on lids and whatnot, because they will open lids and get out. They're really, they're a pain in the ass. I've always wanted to have one, but yeah, they are kind of like the the ultimate aquarium conquest.
Yeah. That sounds, that, you know, that's why I wanted to talk about them, because I feel like they're one of the most interesting animals or in the ocean because of that reason you just explained. And people, are they legal to have as pets? No, right?
Yes.
They are? Oh, they're legal. They are legal to have.
They're,
okay.
They're legal, but
I know they're considered exotic, no?
Definitely exotic, but there's different types. A lot of people don't understand. They like them. Ooh, like, for example, one of the things that's actually legal and you can get is a blue-ringed octopus. I'm sure you've heard of those.
Wow.
They're tiny. Oh? They're actually very small. They fit in the palm of your hand. They're little guys. But they're very, very poisonous. And they can actually kill a person. But if one of those bites you, you're going to be hating it. But you can actually buy one. Now, someone says that there's a different... It's a different, you know, class. All I see is a blue ring. I don't want to mess it. I don't find out if it's the bad one or the good one. You know, I've never known for them to be like sub, you know, categories of them that are not poisonous. Everything I've known and seen, they are very poisonous. But in the aquarium trade, you find them. Same thing with like
crazy
rockfish and lionfish.
Lionfish are badass, bro. You ever seen lionfish?
That's the one. That's the one that's like a porcupine, right?
Yeah. Well,
dope as fuck. Have you seen them? They have like, look like zebras. Sometimes they have like, they have like different like color strands through their. They look dope, man. Their fins look crazy, man.
They're actually pretty cool. I've had a few.
It's a cool fish, man. Past,
but
really,
lionfish? They're a pain in the ass because they only like eating live. You got to kind of coach them to eating frozen.
Whoa! Like, hey, eat this. No, yeah, it has to be. They like to hunt.
Starved, motherfucker.
They just like to fucking hunt. Basically,
they just like to just, I don't know, have it wiggling down their throat. I don't know.
Boss, I'm sorry, it was perfect. I'm just searching. I was like, no, I love how Slideshow looked at me. It's like, hey, I guess they like that wiggling down their throat.
I'm trying to figure it out, man.
Confirmation.
I'm gonna have to eat some live.
Confirmation. Our lionfish kid. Just kidding, bro. Anyway,
lionfish. Oh yeah, that's there. It is. I gave you another one of those.
Has to move that way. Yeah, so now I'm gonna hunt it that way, bro. That's hilarious.
Almost there.
Mine.
That's great, man. Nah, but you know what? That's cool though, because in a way they like, at least they like to hunt, man. That's cool. But I see what you're saying though. To upkeep for that, like, motherfucker, I don't want to see you hunt. Just eat, man. When I put something in there for you to eat, it's dead already, man.
One of the coolest things I ever had that's fun to watch eat outside. I think stingrays are cool because you can hand feed them. But we're barracuda.
Barracuda
are kind of cool because when they swim up to you, you can look at them and they have these little fine like needle teeth, man. And they love hunting.
They're crazy. Like,
yeah, dude. They're
I hate to use a Disney fucking reference, but are they really anything like how the Finding Nemo depicted?
They're pretty intense, man. Yeah, they see them stalk and like, bam, they're lightning fast.
You know what we're talking about, right, Sergio?
That was the beginning?
Yeah, remember the beginning where she gets eaten? That's a barracuda.
When the mom dies and all that.
Yeah, when mama dies, bro, he comes in like, man, they're quick, bro.
Yeah, they're a trip, man. They're definitely a trip. But those have been a lot of fun to kind of witness and work with and whatnot. But yeah, I've had an opportunity to work with a few things.
That's cool, man. No, I like that. That's another reason why we brought you on, especially for this topic in particular, man. As far as octopus go, man, I kind of want to get an aquarium. I just don't know what it takes to maintain them. I know they're expensive, salt water, the energy, all that shit, you know. But I want to really to move on. I kind of wanted to delve more into the bloop, mysterious things of the waters, which is the bloop in the Bermuda Triangle, but I'm not going to get to that part just yet. But the bloop is supposedly a sound that was essentially supposedly caused by an iceberg, but no one can really prove it. They think that it's something else oceanic, deep, deep down causing this, and it's just rhythmic waves coming to the surface that are causing it.
Could be. A lot of stuff happens down there. You have a lot of active, you know, vents and volcano activity and whatnot that, you know, if you talk about like the Marianas Trenches, you're talking about, you know, plates. You have the Pacific plate, you know, that's colliding with the Philippine plate, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow.
And it's shoving underneath it, and that's what causes the trench, because you got where the two meet, and it shoves the two trenches down, creating a big old giant chasm kind of thing, a big old valley. But so you got incredible pressure and whatnot. I mean, it wouldn't be out of this world to hear a loud boom. But, I mean, if it's on a regular something I've never experienced, so I couldn't tell you, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, sound travels pretty far.
True, but I feel like I heard that supposedly it was louder. Even louder than what plates sound like when they collide. Plates are big, man. That's like the planes we walk on that are constantly against each other, right? So if it's louder than that, like, damn, we walk on that shit all the time. The plates are huge. So if it's bigger than that, what is it really? That's, someone thinks it's marine life. It might be a fucking, I don't know, and I'm not going to say megalodon because it wouldn't make a sound like that. It sounds more like a whale than anything else. But what whale is going to go that deep? There's no
whale. Whale can go pretty deep. I don't think they go that deep, but I mean, it's never been recorded. And I know some of the biggest or deepest swimming are stuff like sperm whales.
Yeah.
They live off of
hold giant. Their breath crazy.
Yeah. They can go down about 8-10 minutes and pretty long time.
Something about the water, man, just trips me out. Like, I feel like the depth, not knowing what's down there, the pressure of it, all that stuff is just, I feel like it's more scary than the surface, man.
Well, the pressure is ridiculous. If you look at your average household and the average thing, pressure is about 15, just shy of 16, about 15, 14 and change pounds per square inch. Wow. The Mariana Trench is about 16,000.
Wow.
So it crushes things pretty good.
I believe it. And that's supposed to be the deepest part of the ocean, right?
Supposedly. We haven't found anything deeper, but we haven't been able to really get down there and explore.
Because you can't send a device down there to climb on top of it. Well, shit. We reached our limit, guys. Someone send a fishing pole down there to drag it back out.
That didn't work.
What about you, Slideshow? What are your thoughts on the ocean, man? Did you ever have any phobia with it when you were growing up? Did you have any? What are your thoughts on what we're talking about,
man? I just remember going to the beach and, like, you know, once you see that water all the way back, man, I just used to get overwhelmed. I don't know if you guys ever done that.
Just because like, it's like endless. You look out there like, oh, fuck. Endless. What is going on way the fuck out there right now?
Right? It's or you like, just remember how, like, small of a role you play in, like, this thing called life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really are a drop in the bucket, if even that. You know?
Yeah.
But when we used to do research, we'd go out there and you wouldn't see land.
Wow.
So you'd be out there and you walk around that boat and, you know, you got about 40 feet of boat, which is nothing when you're talking about out that far.
Open water. Yeah.
You're like, shit. Man, if this shit sinks, dude.
We are so fucked.
I don't even know which way to go, dude. You know, it's like,
and it looks the same in every fucking direction. Which way's land? I don't know, dude.
Yeah. It's like, you've been, you know, floating around and, you know, kind of picking up samples of whatnot from the bottom. So the boat be, you know, turning left and right and whatnot. So I couldn't tell you which way land is.
That's scary, man. Just the thought of that, because most of the world is water.
Yeah.
So the continents only cover a fraction, bro.
It's like, what's more terrifying, the thoughts of like what could be in the water or just how much water it is?
I think both.
Yeah. But you know what? I think he's right. Both. But I feel like personally, some shit grabbing my ass and pulling me down there and eating me or whatever, just drowning me, is a fearful thought enough for me, bro. Like, just the thought of the unknown of what the fuck is swimming underneath me at all times. You go far enough out on the beach, you kind of get that vibe. You know, when you're still kind of bobbing, you can touch the sand on the bottom, you can push yourself up, you know, glide a little bit, come back down, push yourself up. When you get to that point, you're like, okay, now I'm treading water. Like, fuck, bro. Now you already, even though this, it might still just be right there, and it probably is. Most of the time, there's never really a drop off right there, right? Not that close to shore.
But you know what? You don't, well, it depends where you're at, what part of the world you're at, but you don't have to be that deep. I mean, I've seen news choppers flying around and it's like, you know, you guys think that there's no sharks in the water.
Oh yeah.
You know, and the people are chest deep and you can literally see the silhouettes of the sharks just swimming around people.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Not one or two. I mean, a bunch of them just like that's their home, dude. They truly choose not to eat us, you know, at least not on a regular.
That's crazy.
And you know, they could, if they wanted to, and you don't have to go very deep. The guys need 2 feet of water and they can bite the shit out of you.
Man.
What about the great white? How much did you know how much space they would need to swim up and bite somebody?
Depends on the size. You know, a pup is probably around just over 3 feet, about 4 feet. You know,
that's still a big motherfucker, bro. That's a baby.
They say
motherfucker half your size. It's a baby, bro. Like,
well, they say a shark's dangerous at about 5 or 6 feet and starts to get dangerous. But I'll tell you what, I've been in the water with a 4 or 5 footer and I tell you that shit'll scare the fuck out of you. Excuse me.
What kind of shark was it?
I saw the back of his fin. I went with a buddy and we went surfing.
Damn.
He wanted to show me surf. Let me tell you something, dude. Hispanics do not surf.
Okay. Y'all hear that? Don't do it. It's not in our blood.
At least not this one. Okay, we'll go with that.
That's your one warning.
Out there. Yeah.
Your one warning.
He goes, go out there, and I paddled my ass out there, and I'm sitting. Dude, I had trouble just sitting on the damn board. I mean, the stupid thing would, like, flip straight
like
up
walking
and
again.
Fall back. Yep.
Damn, bro.
I look stupid. Okay, and I'm sitting. I finally get it, and I'm just bobbing out there. Okay, and then this is about all I'm going to do.
Mm.
And the water's going up and down. And I see this dude. This guy was, like, the epitome, excuse me, but the epitome of a Chad.
Yes.
Orion.
If you looked in a freaking encyclopedia, this boy would pop up, right? And he pops up and you literally see him stick up and he goes, dude, that's a big fish.
Oh, see, look, he already playing too much.
Already. What? He played too much.
That boy spun around and bolted. He did like, and he was on land like that. And
I look up,
literally 10 feet, if that. I see the fin come up. He swims across, and he goes back down. Right about there. Oops, sorry about that.
Well, that's cool. You saved it. It's a little spill. It's no big deal.
Little bit of poop came out, dude, and I got nervous, and I freaking turned around and paddled my ass off, but did not move.
A little shark. That's okay.
A little shark for the shark, you know. And
yeah.
It's kind of like an octopus shark inking. Leak. I kind of inked. A squirt. And dude,
a little squirt.
Dude, it was bad, dude. It was. I finally got in, dude. It was not impressive. It was ugly. I never saw the damn thing again, but it just being in the water was enough to.
That's a more of an encounter than most people get, man.
You said you know, about 5 feet?
It was about 5 feet because he was pretty good. About, you know, looked right. About the length of an average adult, maybe a little bit bigger.
Ooh, that's tall. Think about it, man. My girlfriend's 5'3".
But,
so about a quarter her size, not
and
fully.
Just to see it, just like the movies, dude. You saw the little fin pop up and just come up. And sharks, pretty much, if you look at their fins, they go side to side. That's the difference. Where a dolphin goes
that's
up and down.
That's scary, man.
Did you?
So you know what the fuck it is. You're not confused at all by what's coming at you.
He was at the surface, dude. And being that he was at, it was a clear shot of that sumbitch, dude. I just looked at him and he probably just looked at me. I don't like dark meat.
I'm like dark meat. And that means Slice so safe then. Man. If that's the case, then you safe, my boy.
I ain't giving that boy take two, you know. I was like,
nah,
I got out,
fuck
dude,
that.
Fucking like, surfing ain't for getting, me, dude. Fuck that.
You ain't getting no surges like get the strap.
Man. Come on.
I wanted like a torpedo or some shit.
About a torpedo his ass like fucking what's his name? Quint fucking Jaws.
I was gonna say, imagine he feels that way about a 5 foot and they get to like 18 or 20 feet.
Yeah. Bro, then what are you thinking at that point? I got a fucking thing the size of a basketball court coming at me, bro, in length, okay? We're not talking about width here, bro. You go under the surface. If you're bold enough to look under the water and open your eyes, what'd you say?
I was going to say, I mean, but the girth, dude, on these things.
Like, oh, my God. Like the size on them?
Well, the females
that's
get bigger.
That's terrifying, man.
Females get so bigger. I've heard.
Our females get bigger than the males. The males usually grow about 15, maybe 16 feet. But the females, like that new one that they just bought, that big, giant, fat one.
Yeah,
she
was a female.
Feet. Yeah, she was a female.
Yeah.
Whew.
And she is, she's like 6, 7, 8 feet wide, dude. She's a fatty, dude.
8 feet wide?
Yeah, dude. Well, they think she was pregnant the last time they saw her.
She did look.
She's stupid big.
Did look pregnant.
She's man, a big one.
A monster.
She's a
and
big
you've seen
one,
them like this massive, right? When it comes to that.
Yeah, what do you do, man? I don't think I'd even try to swim away, dude.
At that point,
just
fuck
just accept it.
I'd be like, Jesus, take the wheel, dude.
Oh my God, dude, what is your heart feeling in that moment? You ever seen those like those guys that are just swimming with sharks? Those crazy motherfuckers. They're showing you. Oh look, it's coming at me. They go under the water. You see that thing's fucking massive, mouth opening and swimming towards them.
But it's crazy because they say it's not like the movies. People be swimming with them.
That's what I heard.
I mean, they're professionals.
Because, like you said, it's a choice. Yeah, they're professionals. I wouldn't dabble in that. But is there any truth to that? Like, obviously, they know. It's not, they're not always in killer, I'm going to eat the fuck out of you mode, right? Or eat you up mode.
They let you know when they're actually going to attack. There's actual, I mean, again, I'm no expert, but they do certain things. They have certain characteristics and habits that will kind of let you know, kind of like a dog. And you figure a dog's going to let you know, tail between the leg. And,
when the ears is up.
The tuft of his back, you know, hair gets up. And you can tell this guy's about to bite me in the ass, right?
Yeah.
And you can see when a dog's happy and a good. And they say the same thing for a shark. They say, you know, it shows you when it's calm, collective, and not in the mood to bite you.
Yeah.
And then when it's going to fuck you up. Like there's sharks, obviously, that are more aggressive, like a bull shark.
Those are crazy. Or the Makos? Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Or the
Makos.
Or the tiger sharks?
The tigers are beasts, too, bro.
Those
are all scary as fuck. They can all eat you. Their mouths open, at least this wide. They can fit a whole body in there.
The
majority of them.
They definitely can you know, ruin your afternoon. But Makos, remember, they can also go in fresh water.
Damn, that's even scarier, Makos bro. Makos are beasts.
Found miles into a river.
That's scary, bro.
So you jump in a river thinking you're safe, and all that, like I said, all they need is a couple feet of water. So you're literally knee deep thinking you're cool.
Bro, he's right.
That's all they need.
6, 8 foot bull shark comes up and just hello.
So dang. You go camping somewhere. Picture this, okay? You're camping somewhere in the woods, right? But that stream somehow connected to the ocean. He's right. That's just deep enough for him to swim through. He'll swim through, right? You're over there, like you said, knee deep, collecting rocks and rocks. Oh, what the fuck? You look like a miniature Jaws just took a bite out of your ass because you were in the way.
And
you know what I'm saying? Like, and he keeps on his merry way. What the fuck just happened,
drags
bro?
Drags you with his ass to finish you up.
Or that too. Oh, he might just take you. Yeah, he might just gone underneath the water.
But if you're out there bleeding and you're miles from nowhere and you can't get back to you, bleed
out.
Oh,
you're dead. Or yeah, he's like, you're right. And if it don't finish you off by eating you, you'll bleed out. He's right. You gonna tie a tourniquet under the water with what? Your shirt? You better go into survival mode and try something. Fucking, just rip it.
Yeah, dude.
But you're right. Like, you got a good point. If the shark don't kill you, the bleed out going to kill you for sure. You're going to drift downstream, possibly hit a lake, and you're just, blood's gushing out of your leg as this is going on, too.
That's a horrible way to go, dude.
That's a fucked up way to go. I think it's, and you're constantly, as you're trying to fix yourself, you're looking around like, where is he at? Where's he at?
I think it's crazy how the great whites, how they camouflage into the blue.
Well, yeah, they're two colored and they got two tones. So apparently, like, if you're underneath, they're very light on the bottom. Since, you know, the sky is white or whatnot, it looks
crazy, right?
They blend in very good. And then they're gray on top. So if you look down, they're a lot dimmer and hard to see.
Bruh.
Or even if they come straight at you, like, you don't notice them until, like.
So they're on you.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy, bro?
But you've seen them. I mean, look at the ones that like, you know, pop out of the water. Do you know what it would take? The amount of energy and force that it would take to launch a shark,
their whole body,
6-8 feet out of the water completely.
Yeah.
The way that they do, bro. That's doing fascinating. Backflips
and all that, like dolphins.
Yeah. Terrifying shit, bro. Like, this thing is, and it's grabbing like with some force, bro. And boom, back into the water. That's crazy. It's like God selected them to look that way, bro. For some designed them that way, man. It's so violent, bro.
That's why they're good at what they do.
Yeah, and they're good hunters, man, for that reason. But, you know, that was a good sidebar. We got off topic, but that was a good topic. I'm glad, you know. Shout out to Shark Week, because that's, man, perfect.
And it's The Rock doing it right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. It is The Rock, huh? That's right. Rock is he's hosting it, I think.
Oh, is he?
This year,
Another giant every paycheck year for that bastard.
Another paycheck for this rich fuck that already got enough money. Share it with the rest of us, man. Nah, but I know Shaq hosted it 1 year too, bro. His big ass in the chair. Bro, it made us laugh because you see his big 7-foot ass inside of a cage and fucking big ass great white swimming around him, but he's a big motherfucker, bro. They're probably like, I want to take a bite out of that, bro. Like,
bigger than
big
the
ass. Yeah, bro, big ass piece of meat in the water, like
dark chocolate.
I was going to say, bro, he said pick a piece of chocolate. I thought it was meat. God damn it. What am I going to do?
Man, right.
Nah, man. Sharks might like chocolate. Who knows, man? Anyway. But yeah, as far as, you know, I don't want to dive too deeply in the conversation about it being deeper than we thought. That just goes without saying, man. You know.
It's definitely possible. Yeah. It goes without saying. Just the simple fact.
Because we only go so far, right? And even machines can travel. Not like we scuba dive too deep, but once we go past a certain level, even drones that we send down can only go so far before they get crushed, right? From the pressure.
Yeah, there's just simply no, the pressure's just too, we haven't, at least don't have the technology, but there's a lot to explore. Like I said, that's under 20%, and that's a lot of unknown.
So with something like that, at that deep, do you guys think that there's something living down there that's massive? Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to be that guy.
Well, why not?
Megalodon, bro. Is there something that can withstand that type of pressure?
Well, you have 60 that low? Foot, you have 60 foot, 70 foot, you know, squid. The giant squid.
Fuck, so, yeah, the giant squid,
and those
bro.
Things are 50, 60 feet plus, so why not? I mean...
And but those probably might not be the adults.
Yeah, that might be the babies, bro. Like,
that might be the little ones, exactly.
So what if... Because they're used to that pressure. What if they swam up past that pressure? Could they survive, you think?
Well, they have.
Less pressure?
It's a matter of... I mean, the ones that were actually finally caught by some freaking marine biologist cat somewhere.
What do you think that does to the body, though? Coast.
Yeah,
to their body, like you're switching pressure, I would think that would do something, right? Or maybe not.
To them, if you look at the anatomy of a squid, there's not much to it. There's no skeleton, there's no nothing.
Yeah,
so it's just squid, squishy,
like a jellyfish. Yeah,
basically going
in. Squid has this little plastic, it's about the length of the body and about the thickness of it. It runs up the back, and that's truly its only skeleton.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That is it. And then just gooey guts. I mean, I used to feed it to my aquarium guests. I used to buy them all the time.
And I
chop them up and freeze them, and they love
it. Did you have to wear gloves? Because it shocked the shit out of your hand, no? Nah, or is that a myth?
No, squid don't have.
Oh, not squid. I'm tripping. I'm sorry. I thought you said jellyfish. I thought you said you chop up the jellyfish and feed it to your squid.
Jellyfish don't have electricity. They have pneumatocysts. They have poisonous barbs.
So it's more like a poke sensation than really
you can
a
grab
shock
them
one.
By their bell, pick them up, they won't do nothing to you. It's their tentacles that.
Sorry, kids. SpongeBob lied to you guys.
Right.
You remember that shit? They made it like, he's like, get the fuck out of here, SpongeBob. No, but it's just like, it's true though, because I mean, they give you a false implication of what a sting basically. It's like when a stingray stings you, it's with barbs. There's not really any, there's no electrical current at all, right?
There's an electrical ray.
Okay. So there is some.
But that guy can F you up.
So, oh shit.
Wait, a stingray? Don't he have a? Doesn't he have like a?
He has a barb on his dagger. Tail. No, he holding his tail.
Like a barb. The tail's a barb. Yeah.
Like the one that killed the
crocodile hunter guy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that thing was so big. The barb was like 9 inches.
Wait, that was shit, you know, dude. Yeah. That was a fucking sword. He got him like, bro. You nine inches, and dog.
They killed his ass when they pulled it out. It was in his heart. In his heart. Was plugging the hole.
You work in a medical field now, so you tell us, like, obviously we're not going to disclose where this man works. But anyway, you work in the medical field. Any of y'all that are fans of the show, you know already. We'll leave it at that. But, you know, could you actually survive a wound like that? Is there a way to safely remove it surgically, maybe?
Well, if you're there and you plug the hole and you do that, it's possible time would.
But even through the heart like that? Even through the heart muscle?
It can, if it's not impeding and actually it's continuing to work, yeah. The question is, will he bleed out? You know, how much trauma's done? I mean, it would be, you know, slim to no chance. I mean, most likely, but is it possible? I'm sure if he got to the doctors in time and he didn't bleed out and they repaired it, there's a possibility.
And if you believe in miracles.
Yeah, because believing, I mean, being in the middle of the fucking ocean like that, bro, wherever the fuck he was at.
No, he was in some river because it was a freshwater.
Oh, it was a river? Yeah, oh, it was a freshwater one. Okay.
They said he cornered him, though.
Well, he swam over it. Damn, I didn't know that. It was swimming underneath him. He got over it like, ooh, it was defense. And that's why he flung his tail back and hit him right in the chest.
Damn. But he shouldn't. Then he like should.
That fool jumps on a 20-foot alligator and nothing. Just wrestles it to the ground and swims with a stingray
and dies. And it makes. Yeah, I was about to say that. It makes you trip out when you realize that. You're like, man, bro, that's what took you out.
I'd be scared of him now. I don't care.
Oh, my God. I'm for sure. Hey, bro, it's just a stingray. Before I know it, I got a fucking barb in my chest the size of a. What a fucking...
Dude, he walks up to alligators. Oh, grumpy mate, I'm going to jump on you.
Crikey, mate. I'm going to swim over this stingray. Rest in peace, Steve Irwin. No disrespect to you and your family.
He entertained us. He was amazing. He brought a lot of knowledge to the world. And, you know...
Absolutely, bro. You know what, man? Let's do this for Steve Irwin real quick, bro. It's not even about him, bro, but...
Absolutely.
For all the years you brought us joy, sir.
This kid's doing it now.
Wrestling crocodiles and shit. Yeah, man. You inspired that. If you watching this upstairs and you got a conscience still, man, you made it to the right place. You actually led some kids into doing it now. Mm-hmm. I've seen some grown ass dudes wrestling alligators in the Everglades, bro, in Florida.
Getting messed up.
Bouncing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they get fucked up, bro. Yeah, like, right. You look stupid as fuck doing this shit, bro. What'd you think, bro? Bro, you're on his turf. Slippery. I thought I had the advantage. Do you hear yourself, man? This is a fucking alligator, bro, or a crocodile. They live crazy. In that shit, man.
Yeah, there's a few things in this world I don't think I'd mess with, and that's definitely one of them.
Especially if you're out of your element and you're in their element, man. They grew up in that shit. You don't think they're going to find a way to get traction and get at you faster than you can with them? Right, you think they don't know that element better than you? Come on.
They're lightning fast, and they run. People don't realize how fast they are.
Oh, they're quick, man. And you think that this mud is slippery? Oh, you don't know what slippery is? So you're like, oh, this ain't shit. Man. But you know what? They're gliding across the surface, and you don't know what the fuck's charging you, man.
I got a question for you guys.
Well, go ahead.
Sure. Did you guys hear about, and I guess it's old, but it's like, you know, with social media today, everything surfaces from like way back when. And I think we spoke about it before on the other episode. It was a gentleman. I could get the name, but it was a gentleman that that claims that he like found the bottom of the ocean, and he was describing what it looked like. And he was saying that when he got to the bottom and he tried to go under because it looked like he keep going.
Oh,
he bounced
shit.
Off the floor. Have you heard anything about that?
No. That's crazy. Curious. What did you hear about it? Yeah, that's...
Yeah, he was describing what it looked like, and he said, like, underneath, it looked like another seashore. Like, I don't know how to explain. I could play the video.
Yeah, play it.
You want to
play it? Yeah, fuck it, play it, bro.
Okay.
There's an audio on it, too, right? It's visual. We'll watch the visual. We'll play that. We'll play it back for our listeners and for our viewers, but, man, that's...
Well, I know, like, in deep water in certain areas, they have these giant pools of water that actually look like, if you're down there, it would look like a body of water, but the salinity and everything is so much that you can bounce off it because it's so much more denser than the water around it. And it actually that creates and allows it to stay separated. That's why it doesn't mix with the rest of it.
Damn, that makes sense.
I'm wondering if it's something like that, and you know, you find these things, they're just there undisturbed and you would hit it and it actually would bounce off.
Wow.
Just because of the density of it.
And that might be the same thing that he's talking about.
It could be something
about.
Like that. He found something crazy. Along those lines.
Is that the crazy thing is, I think he found something that's like kind of goes into like maybe conspiracy theories because somehow he died like the next week.
Oh.
What the
Yeah.
Whoa. Did he hit that surface a little too hard, or was,
no?
Makes you wonder like, what the fuck happened.
Putting
the
shit in second or getting in there, dude.
Did he get in there?
No,
we're getting in there.
No, they Malcolm X'd him. He knew something he wasn't supposed to know. They Malcolm X'd him.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I found it. Well, listen to it.
Let's go.
This should be it.
That's gotta suck.
With ASMR with the water sounds.
Come on.
I was about to say, dude, I'm ready for a nap.
Oh, wait, never mind saying it. Hold on.
Oh man.
I think they might have taken it down. I'm not even. You guys keep going. I'm gonna look for it.
Just kidding, bro. All right, so while
I'm truly a little disappointed right now, dude.
Sergeant's like, you had me interested, bro. You had me at he hit the surface under the surface.
You had me at conspiracy, dude.
You had him at conspiracy.
I want to hear it, dude.
Yeah, me too, man. That's all good. Well, Slideshow looks for that, man. Let's delve into the real quick because I want to say the Bermuda Triangle for last when it comes to these topics here. Mm. But the needy sonar beaching whales. I know you said briefly, Serge, that you know that you weren't too sure how truthful those claims and those theories might have been, right? About whales getting beached due to sonar, because we said briefly, even in the beginning of the episode, kind of going over that different causes may cause whales to turn on themselves. It could be damage or even like damage to the skin, body, or infection. Do you think there's definitely a possibility of it? Well, but do you think there's actually a reality? Like, did you ever hear anything remotely close to that?
I personally wouldn't know, but like you said, there's definitely a very strong possibility of something like that being, you know, affecting whales or whatnot. Just simply because whales are extremely sensitive. They're all about navigating. You know, they got the first of all sonars that, you know, they, you know, navigate through dark waters and know if it's food, landmass, whatever it is, and they go after it.
Are they creatures of habit like us?
They very much are. Okay. So it's very possible, everything from a whale down to, you know, a porpoise or a dolphin or whatnot, or a seal, that, you know, different things can cause them to go away. Whether it's, I mean, it can be as simple as an infection, like I said earlier, that now they don't have that ability to navigate, you know, and now they're lost. You know, wow. Can it be some sort of sonar thing military created that, you know, intentions weren't to hurt them, but it's very possible. Why not? You know, I mean, we've done everything from pollute the ocean to freaking test nuclear weapons under the ocean. So is it possible that the remnants are still floating around down there that'll affect them? Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, we've done a lot of stuff we shouldn't have done to that water. I mean, how often do they close down Santa Monica? Because we dump how many millions of gallons of raw poop into the water?
Too much.
You know, don't go swimming this weekend, boys and girls. You might glow in the dark. So, you know, is it possible that the military's doing some shady shit? Why not? They've been testing a lot of weapons and a lot of weird crap. That's another thing. Let's not get into that, but that's a whole other topic. There's a lot of shit. And if you look at the advancement of the last, let's say, 40, 50 years, there's been a huge incline.
Yeah.
Everything we've talked about, like stealth bombers, you know, weapon technology, rail guns, a bunch of other things. There's a lot of stuff that we've done like overnight.
Damn.
Okay. It's like, where does technology come from? And that gets into aliens and other conspiracies and crap that it's not ours. Who knows?
I mean, we can delve into that too. Actually, I was actually going to state that in the beginning of the episode. We weren't sure how much time we'd spend with the ocean, but space, outer space was actually on the list. So we can probably delve into that after the Bermuda Triangle. I think we got a little bit of time for that. We could definitely do that.
Well, you know what? I just saw this and I wanted to show you guys.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Need it. Bring it up and check this out, man. I wanted to, where the hell is it? I hope I saved it. You son of a bitch.
Because, you know, just as mysterious as the ocean is, man, space is just up there with it.
This has actually been confirmed and they found another Earth.
What the fuck?
Kepler, and that's it.
Kepler 186, bro.
That's that other planet that they legally found. It's the right size. It's got water. It's got everything. It's got everything it possibly needs for life. Right next to Earth.
Double, bro. So
that's proof. You guys can
parallel universe.
You
maybe
can Google it.
But that's
it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It's just been brought up, and so come on, is it possible, dude? That.
You'd be naive.
This shit didn't happen more than once. It had to. It isn't. Yeah. This is the only place that this happened.
That's crazy. So they found another planet
Probably now, almost, we don't know if something's, you know, swimming around in it or, you know, building shit to come invade us, but there's a planet that's capable crazy. Of supporting life.
That has probably the same potential that we, that's insane, well, it's got, man. I've never heard of that. Just, Kepler one, that is, what?
It's got water. It's got
what galaxy?
I don't fucking know.
What galaxy? What galaxy is this shit in, man?
One unless far, they're... far away. Probably fucking know too.
Yo, shit. Yo, Star Wars and Disney, don't sue us.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Just kidding. It's all good. I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, those. I mean, I've heard supposedly Disney has sued people for less, man.
I believe it, dude. They own the world, man. Them bastards. Every time I turn a movie
y'all
on, it's like
man. It's an unfair one at that.
Huh? Even though, dude, you know what, dude? I'm just a little bitter little thing, right, dude? But I hate that Disney got a hold of Star Wars.
So do I, man.
Man, it's like I'm just waiting for Darth Vader to break out in song.
It's gonna happen at some point,
dude,
bro.
It's just, you know, there, I'm gonna kill you. Yeah, come on, man.
The fucking Darth Vader. Don't do him like that, man. Didn't you put Mickey ears on everything?
Yeah, it's going to happen, dude.
It's going to happen, and it's unfortunate, but that's the future. The future of they're just destroying 80
the new
classics,
Death Star
man.
Is going to have big Mickey ears on that bad boy
it's
shit.
Gonna have like, it's gonna somewhat resemble Disney as their owners at some point, man. It's just it's sad. But
it's
anyway.
Like the new general's going to be, oh, you know.
Oh, that's funny,
we got to get that guy. You know?
He's already conspiring against us now.
Yeah, it's like he's the bad guy.
You're going to hate on us big time, man. But what, how you doing over there, Slideshow? Did you find out what you were looking for?
I'm clocked out until I find this video.
Oh, he's clocked out. So, well, Slideshow is technically 10-6 and busy. Back to what I was... Let's see here. Let's just dive into the Bermuda Triangle, then. We'll get into that, and then the Slideshow, if you have any thoughts on that, please chime in, okay?
All right.
So... what do you know about it, Serge? And what did it fascinate you? Did it make you? Did it make you fearful?
It's definitely it's another great unknown. The Bermuda Triangle. If you look at it, it's a great unknown as far as you know everything from lost vessels to you know messed up you know equipment as far as navigating and whatnot. You know radios. I think to me the best explanation that I've heard has been. Giant pockets of gas caught under the thing. So they've discovered, I don't know, it was carbon dioxide or whatnot. These giant pockets of it, you know, methane gas. I don't know. There's been just a bunch of stuff, and if it's actually done, and I've seen it in studies in giant tanks where they've done like fake boats. It'll cause a boat to lose buoyancy and actually sink.
Wow.
If it goes into a thing, it'll affect the combustion of an engine in a plane, right? And this gas can easily pop up and go through the water and go into the air, and a plane goes right through it. And the, you know, it's still a combustion engine. So if it loses combustion, there's no thrust and pop down to the water. So to me, it's been the best explanation that I've heard to explain it, but is it 100%? That's a theory.
Do magnetics have anything to do with it?
It's very possible. I mean, it's
to drag
it's,
something
it's
down
been
like
known
that,
and there's just been, it's definitely got, you know, a list of boats and aircraft that it's taken, you know, everything from military. And there's been a lot of very,
when that stuff crashes, usually you can find the remnants of it at least, right? You'll be able to find
deep.
Some,
the water's deep. There.
That's true. That's a good
list. Water a little deep.
So it's probably a fucking little low key graveyard at the bottom.
It,
of
that. It's that. Yeah. There's a lot of, you know,
and who knows when it reaches, I'm sure when it reaches a certain depth, just the pressure, bro, it's fucking gone. So yeah, like,
and then everybody moves in. You got, you know, dirt and everything else that builds on it. And
that's true too.
All the little critters move in and make it home and build reefs out of it and crap. So
damn, that's true. And you're right. And the critters move in there and they, damn, that's probably why they were never find anything, man.
Some of it's so deep. I mean, the cost of trying to retrieve it. Why?
And it makes you wonder, too, because you're like, man, I don't know. I feel like what I was going to say a tidbit on real quick, or not tidbit, but kind of just tap back into what I said earlier. Like, when you're out in the open water and you look out and you see that, you're like, that's fucking scary. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's can see me that I can't see it. But I feel like the Bermuda Triangle kind of amplifies it. I feel like the Bermuda Triangle amplifies that fear because you have that knowing that, okay, everybody or everything that usually goes through here disappears, doesn't come back to talk about it.
Yeah, that you'd have to. I mean, now, I'd go around it.
I'm going to go, okay, so I would too. Fuck that. So I'm going to go on a kind of a wild skeptic-ass theory. Do you think, I'm sorry, I have to say it because it ties into space, extraterrestrial involvement? Or is that just some far-fetched bullshit you might hear? Or seeing like a B-movie or something? You know what I mean? Like, what is this shit? Who came up with this, bro? These aliens came down since they entered the triangle. Nope.
Come into my backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't know as far as truthfully if something that, again, is it possible? I believe that there's stuff out there. You know, I think I've told you guys this story. And again, you know, the stories I tell them, they've happened to me, whatnot. Believe me, don't believe me. It's cool. You know, I sleep same at night.
I want to hear this. Go ahead.
I was in the military. So in my mind, you know, there is crap out there. There has to be. And we were here at NTC, the National Training Center, right here at in California. And we were out there, and we were in the in a gunnery, which is basically like a, they call them million-dollar minutes because all the, you know, arsenal and as far as bullets, you know, missiles, whatever, that we shoot downrange, that's just about that much money goes downrange every freaking second.
Wow.
Because you had M1 tanks, you had howitzers, you had, you know, Bradleys, you had, you know, Apaches, Cobras. Even the Air Force came by and dropped some shit. You had mortars. I mean, it was a lot of crap, and we were blowing some shit up.
Yeah.
And it was at night, and I was off the side on a little hill and just watching this, and it's impressive. I mean, it's very cool to watch, and the little boy in you comes out because it's the best damn 4th of July show I've ever seen.
Oh, you know? Yeah, of course.
But being that, we're out there, dude, and it's NTC, and if you've ever gone camping or if you've ever been out, like, outside of the city, it's dark.
Yeah.
You don't have no street signs. You don't have no light coming from everything else, and you look up in the sky, and you can actually see stars, not like, you know, the three that you see here.
Orion's Belt.
That's only half of it. But you know,
a quarter.
So there we are, and we're sitting on our vehicles, you know, just trying to get this view down into a valley, and just, you know, boom, 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 shit's just exploding. Yeah. And I'm looking at something caught my attention, and I look up, and, you know, again, take it, don't take it, whatever. And I look up, and there's a void. You can see all these stars, and they're just everywhere. And there is a void, just a, like, you can call it like a hole. It just, all of a sudden, this little area had not one star in it. So it can't help but look at it. You can't be like, what is that? So I'm like, you know, what?
What the fuck are we looking at?
So now, you know, there's a bunch of dumb GIs doing this, and none of us can figure it out. You know, we're all looking up.
Yeah.
And it, dude, it was like they were watching. Because there's a part that you can believe or not believe. That thing went. Didn't make no sound, fucking didn't make no UFO, nothing, but man. You can clearly see that void moved.
Stealthy as hell,
and
bro.
It went up in fame because it got smaller, 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 and disappeared.
Damn.
So we're all sitting there like,
yeah, what the fuck did we just see?
Did you see that?
Hey, someone's just like.
A lot of us were like, no, and I mean.
Did I just see like what?
I mean, dude, there was a moment of what the fuck was that?
Yeah, man. Of
you know,
course.
It's like the freaking X-Files theme song was playing in my head, dude. And I was, hey, dude, you know what was it? That's, I can't tell you more than that. I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, some dude smiled at me and flicked a finger. I don't know, dude, but it was weird, man. And why not? I mean, if you think about it, we're blowing some shit up. They're probably laughing at us.
Yeah,
they're looking down, going, "Shit, that's all you fuckers got."
Like, okay. Yeah.
It's like, I'll show you how to blow some shit up, but not right now.
We'll teach you something one day. Y'all look a little interesting to us, but
I'll let you work on that. Day.
We'll let you continue your little project, your little fishing project.
It was a trip, man. It was at night, you know, and these guys, and we were watching it. It was cool because we were out there for about a month.
Where were you guys at again?
Here at NTC at the National, outside of Barstow or whatever.
Oh, so you were on land. This wasn't out in the ocean.
No. This was on land. So this was, that's where I was looking up, but I was like, wow, okay, that sucks. Yeah. I don't know what just happened.
You know what? Speaking of disappearances, this wasn't originally on the tidbit for topics today, but it's okay. I actually want to talk about this, and something that kind of interested me because of all the things that have been happening around this. But national parks. You anything you want to say about that before we move on, though? As far as what he was talking about, seeing some shit in the air, and
I think it was me and Sergio that was talking. Probably might have been last week. I think it was him that made the comment that said, if they are from somewhere else and they have the technology to get over here, it's like they're already way at like ahead of the game than we are.
Oh, yeah.
So they wouldn't be no.
Like they got
kind of like Independence Day. Like there would be no point of fighting them.
Yeah.
No, it's the truth. I mean, if they literally like that Kepler, you know, how far is that light year wise? You know, like you have Mars that's. How far? It's in our galaxy.
Light years is important because that's about how far away it is from us, right?
Well, if you look at Mars, Mars is literally next door.
Yeah.
Right? You can technically, on a good night, you can actually see it in the sky.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's technically, like I said, right next door. And for us to get there right now with our current technology would take us about 3 months.
Wow. That's not too bad, actually.
But, I mean, these guys are rolling from where? And they probably got here like in the same day. We know that's. I see what point.
He's saying. He's right because they that's have these. He's right. They have these advanced ass technology spaceships, and we got a fucking slow ass.
That's like, it'd be like going, you know, going head you know, on with like the Flintstones and shit. You
basically,
know? Like, what do you do?
They'll laugh at our shit compared to theirs, man. Like y'all don't got nothing.
Throwing advanced. Rocks and shit, you know.
Somebody, they're open. They're open to crack the code. They haven't cracked shit yet. Now, but what I was gonna say is, I want to delve into disappearances in national parks, man. Like you know. That shit happens so often, we don't know about it, you fellas. I don't know if you guys all knew, but that's something that intrigued me, and it kind of goes with what we're talking about right now, this extra sidebar about, you know, the space and aliens are coming and possibly, you know, abducting people. We didn't really talk about that, but I feel like that might have segued into the disappearances of people, you know, in Yosemite or Yellowstone or any of these national parks. Just national parks in general are dangerous as fuck. Well, that's what I've learned from my research, that they are dangerous as fuck. They're not safe.
No, well,
there's, you can get there's, real. There's wildlife out there. It's real.
It's real, dude. You got to understand. There, you know.
A national park means, yeah, it's a park, but if your ass is out here when the sun goes down, you're on your fucking own. If a no, park ranger sees you,
you're on the
great.
Dinner list. You're on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're dinner.
Oh, there's you're dinner.
A lot of animals.
Oh, fuck yeah, you are. If you don't know what you're doing out there and you're out there thinking, I'll be all right laying under the stars, you're going to become.
Mountain lion be sitting on a rock, dude, picking his teeth, going, I'm going to fuck him up right now.
A national park is exactly that. A national preserve of wildlife, brother.
Dude, one
you
time,
are out there with the fucking the elements, man. God-given rights, the bears, all kinds of shit to live however they need to live, man.
Dude, I got too many stories, but let me give you another one.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
Well, going back to what we were talking about as far as you were mentioning, you know, when you're out in the woods, you're in the woods.
Yeah.
And it's real out there.
Oh, yeah, the national park, you just you and them.
So another military story. I'm out, I think this was, I want to say in, it was at Fort Hood, Texas. So we're out there, and it's middle of the night, and I don't know what time it was, but it was dark as hell. And you know, you're out in the woods, and it's dark. So yeah, all of a sudden, I had bubble guts and shit, probably ate something I wasn't supposed to eat. I mean, those MREs will fuck with you after a while, because you can go out there for 45 days, 60 days. Yeah. You know, on top of being a little stanky, you'll be a little hungry, right? So I ate me something, probably I shouldn't have, or a bug on the wall, I don't know. So I'm like, all right. So I went out there, go take, you know, my thing, my little deuce, and took my little shovel and dug my hole.
Yeah.
So there I am squatting, you know, bubble gutting and doing my business.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear,
uh-oh.
I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm thinking it's the fucking other assholes fucking with me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, you know, dude, I'm going to fuck you up. And
what the fuck is that snorting?
I have a freaking little, you know, those little L flashlights. I'm sure everyone's seen them. Those little green, little bent flashlights, 90 degrees. So I flick it out and I'm like, turn it on and I'm looking around, dude. I'd be damned if there ain't this giant fucking pig, a goddamn freaking wild
fucking
pig.
Fucking warthog?
Big ass fucking dude,
Pumba. Pumba made an appearance.
It wasn't Pumba, man, because it wasn't this big, dude. That some bitch was huge, and it had to have like 3-4 inch tusks. I mean, these tusks were huge, dude, sticking out of
so
its mouth.
So you made Pumba look like
and
a bitch.
And snorting and just looking at me, probably telling my ass reek. I don't know, dude. And I took off with a dirty ass, running for my fucking life, trying to get back to the vehicle. Because, you know, you never.
I just pictured it. What dude, the fuck? He said, fuck, wipe my ass. Bro, I just got to go, bro.
You don't shit near your vehicle, right? Because that's where you got to sleep. So I was a good, you know, 80 yards from the vehicle, and it was a good hump. So dirty ass and all, pants down to your knees, dude.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
You got to move, dude. And this thing, I mean, I don't know how far it chased me, dude, but it gave me a good little run, dude.
Man.
And it's just like, dude, there's shit out there. You never know. Yeah. That a snake and whatever. I mean, you know, wild animals. There's a lot of crap and. They can get you.
Fuck, bro. Supreme brave man running off, dude, with a dirty ass. Do what you gotta do.
Definitely not one of my brightest or best moments, but you know.
Hey, man, it was survival, run away with shit all over your ass, or stay there and find out what a fucking Pumba tusk up your ass.
Dude,
was
I was
like,
not
bro.
Trying to find out, dude.
You don't want that, bro.
This beaner wants to live another day.
Most definitely, bro.
I tell you what, though, if you're going to eat my ass, you got to eat my dirty ass, that son of a bitch. I'm going to get in a clean ass. He's going to earn it, dude. These tacos had a special sauce on it.
Oh, God, bro. There you He said with the special sauce, bro.
Dirty ass freaking pig.
Literally, bro. It was ready, bro. It was like,
dude, that's go some deep diving it. He's probably sitting there going, what the fuck's that smell?
Man. Smells kind of good. What the fuck, bro?
What you eat, motherfucker?
He was trying to figure out what you had for lunch that day, bro.
I can tell you a shitload of stories of fucking crazy animals, dude. Like another one is raccoons.
Let's get one more in. Let's hear one more of your crazy animal stories, and we'll come over to Slide Shinada. He stopped sliding.
Here's another one you ain't going to believe, but here's another one. Let's go for it. All right. Everybody thinks raccoons are like this fucking big. Everybody thinks a raccoon's like the size of a freaking cat. No. In the wild, they get quite large. And as you've heard in many, many, many movies or whatnot, they got thumbs. So then boys can do shit. So there we are again, sleeping at night. And I used to be on something called an 88, an M88. And it's a big-ass vehicle. And it's got a little hatch on the side. And the side is thing. We parked it right up against the tree because the tree gave us some shade. And it gets hot as hell in Texas. And there I am, freaking lining. And I was using the little ledge as a pillow. And I was sleeping inside. And I was trying to get some rest. So I can open my eyes and look into the top of the branches of the tree. And this fucking raccoon jumps in the back of our vehicle. And you can hear the rustling. So I remember, what the fuck is that sound? And some bitch was looking for an MRE. And some bitch wasn't just looking for him. Some bitch was picking one. She's looking at him and like, I don't want that one. Fuck that. And it's not to go, no, here's the one I want, right? This some bitch knew the difference.
Fucking Rocket Raccoon?
Dude.
From Guardians?
You can tell him. Dude, he was practically like, no, that's not it. He picked one. And he comes down and God is my witness, dude. He jumps on the tree and he starts squirreling, but he's holding it like a football. So he's only got three limbs loose, right?
Wow.
And he's sliding down the tree. And I'm sitting there staring at this motherfucker coming down the tree right at me because it's inches from the freaking side of the vehicle. And it gets down and I'm like, what do I do? And I'm thinking, you know, like fucking Jurassic Park, if you don't move, it won't see you. You know, some bullshit. And I swear to Jesus, I must have made a noise or something. That raccoon, like, looked right at me. Held on to the back of the fucking side of the tree with his back legs, grabs the MRE and smacks me upside the head.
Whoa.
Drops to the ground.
That MRE was Rocket, bro.
And bolts.
Yeah, that
and
was
I'm
Rocket.
I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? Well, you know, I'm grabbing my head. I mean, he just hit me with an MRE. It wasn't like, you know, he fucked me up. I thought it was claws and shit, not him.
Fuck. An MRE is
a meal ready to eat.
Oh, okay.
You know, those little brown pouches that they give the military that they're like fucking 20 years old, but they're still good for you, you know?
Oh, smash.
The shelf life. Yeah, they're pretty raunch. Well, I'll put it to you, dude, when I was in the military many, many months ago, there was 12 MREs. That was it. It was 12 wow. kids. Now, there's like fucking over 100. Motherfuckers. They didn't have that shit when I was in that month.
I believe it, man. I mean,
But that's my other arm, sorry.
Man.
That was to you, brother. Thank you for the story, man.
I was a raccoon on a mission.
That raccoon was hungry.
That was on a mission.
He was on a mission. You are not getting my MRE. That fucker hit me upside the head. He got his right. He got it.
He did, mm-hmm. Bro. That motherfucker was related to Rocket, bro, for sure. Like the fucking smart ass animal, dude.
Them motherfuckers, dude. I've seen them scratch the shit out of people's faces, dude. We had one in the trash can, and some dick was hitting in the head with a stick. Like, you know, bad raccoon. You know, fucking raccoon just going.
It's time to. His ass down. Well,
he turned around and scratched his shit out of him, dude. He turned around, got Jackie Chan on his ass, dude. Fucking dude comes backing up, face all bleeding and shit, and raccoon.
Oh, fuck, rabies, bro.
Maybe.
Fuck that shit, bro. Fuck that, dude. Oh my god,
he's in trash. Imagine the shit under his nails.
Oh fuck. And you know they say because cat. Oh shit. You know because wow.
Because you know you all right, bro.
I'm good.
No more for your ass, dude. Cut you off, man. How many of these you had, man?
Name that Mike that's Raccoon.
Mine's for you, bro. Don't drink and operate microphones there, children.
They kind of shit me in the tooth, bro. Nah, I'm good, y'all. That's right. Thanks for your concern, fellas. Boy, I lost my train of thought, man. Fuck, what was I going to say? So to go off.
Dirty claws you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, dirty claws. That's right. Thank you. So they say, you know, cats, you know, you get a cat scratch. That shit gets
Yeah,
you've
that's
seen,
a thing.
I know, you've
that's
seen it in the medical field. People come in all the time.
Freaking big ass freaking infection and, oh, my cat scratched me.
And that's a fucking cat scratch. So imagine these dirty motherfuckers digging through garbage all day, every day, every night.
If a cat scratched me and got my shit infected, he'd become a sandwich.
Eat that bitch.
Fucking, he'd be on my grill.
Frying his ass away, man. Dang. Hey, man, God. Serge can get down on the grill, too. I haven't been able to partake yet, but we've heard some good things, man.
Seriously, it's hot as hell. Let's have a pool day, dude, and a barbecue day one of these days, and everyone come over, bring the family, and we'll get
stupid. We'd love to. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Let's get our dates together, our schedules, and let's do that.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make it happen. I agree.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
We're doing that on the record. Yeah, we're going to make that happen. Absolutely. Hey, cheers to that.
Without a doubt, always.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, with that being said.
I got water.
That's by choice, may I add.
We're still going to cheers you, though, brother. We're still going to cheers you, though. You know what I'm saying? With that being said on the record, so back to the ocean. We were talking about a little earlier. Slideshow was looking for a video. Y'all saw him off to my right. He said he was clocked out until we found the video. Good news. He found the video.
And I'm
so
clocked back in.
He's clocked back in now. So it's not like that he wasn't inclined in the conversation because he was here for the whole thing. Had his responses ready.
Tag, you're it.
Tag, you're it now, sir. You're going to go ahead and show us this epic thing that he was digging for a good few minutes there. What you got for us, my boy?
All right. Take a listen to this.
This on the ocean's floor was only just discovered in the 1990s. And my degree is one of a handful of people to ever see it in person.
Without a doubt, one of the most amazing things that I have ever seen in the bottom of the ocean. It was while filming for Blue Planet. It was in the Gulf of Mexico. And I noticed there's something out in the distance. Couldn't tell exactly what, but it looked like a dark band. And as we approached it, the dark band...
That's what those things look like, I was telling you about.
What the fuck, bro?
Doesn't it look like a lake on the water?
In the What the heck is that? And so, as we get closer and closer to it, I noticed that the black band had what appeared to be kind of steam over it. And then I looked, and there was water lapping against the shoreline. This band was a ring of muscles. And inside the ring of muscles was a lake. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm already underwater.
What the fuck?
We went up over the water in this lake and tried to descend in it and bounced off. It was so super saline and dense that the submarine couldn't go down it. We literally bounced off. And as we bounced off, we sent ripples heading back to the shoreline.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Coincidentally, a few days after this aired on the television that he had made this discovery, when him and his friend were flying the helicopter, it exploded and he died.
This delta that sparked Mike DeGree's interest in underwater filmmaking. DeGree became famous for his work with director James Cameron.
We're locked in, bro.
He was working on
Go ahead.
Cameron in Australia when the helicopter he was flying in crashed, killing DeGree and the pilots.
This is after he experienced that. What the fuck?
So it's a different density of super salty water, and that's what's making it compress and stay almost like this underwater lake that you're seeing. And that's the source, and so depending on the flow from the source is the basically depth of the lake or pool, the brine pool.
Oh yeah, you can sit there on the right.
Yeah, just by, like a current. You can see the current.
Let me go in just again. Yeah.
Thanks, Mary. Oh my gosh, look at that. It's just... Whoa, look at that.
It's just mind-boggling to see ripples on the bottom of the ocean.
Yes, it's like a lake. And it just, people keep now feverishly typing in what makes it not mix.
It's an amazingly diverse, complex ecosystem. And you're watching it interact right in front of you through 6 inches of acrylic.
I don't do too much.
You can see these hagfish and things swimming through this landscape. It's just extraordinary.
I have a theory.
The hagfish are...
How long is that video, bro?
It was about to end.
It was? Oh, let's not finish then. I feel bad. How much you got left on it? Because I got some thoughts. I'm sure Serge does too. I got some shit I want to say.
They've been around for tens to hundreds of millions of years. They're the only animal that I've ever seen dive into the deepest parts of that brine and come out and not be fazed.
crazy, bro. Hey, send me that, man. We're going to show everybody what... Hey, you know what, Sideshow? Good shit, man. You know what? That was worth the wait, bro.
Worth the me not interacting.
Honestly, yeah, because you don't normally do that. So, no. That was cool that you... At least you found the video. I'm glad you did. But, no, you know what? It made me think of instantly. It made me think of... You guys ever... I know you guys have done this before in your lifetime, whether you did it when you were younger or you're older, but you take oil and water and you mix it and it never... You know, it sits...
Yeah,
water, you know, you guys don't talk about yeah, it. Separates. Separate. Yeah. So that's immediately what that reminded me of, because you know it looks and you'll see it move like it's a separate layer on its own. That's mm-hmm. probably what's going on there, right? It's probably maybe a mixture of elements that makes it float.
I've seen actual like hour long stories and they did a big old piece on that. I've seen that and I've seen those pictures before.
That's insane,
it,
man.
It is where it's a highly more, it's like extremely salty and it makes this big old salty brine, thus making it more dense. So that's what keeps it there and doesn't let it mix. You know, you see it in rivers, you see it in other things just because the density don't let the two mix. So it's heavier and it sits on the bottom. What's underneath it, I don't know, but I heard the lady mention something that you see the little eel like things that swim around it, you know, and yeah. shrimp and whatnot. Oh, it's bullshit that they get unscathed. They actually saw a few. And they can only stay under the brine for a short while. They actually showed a few that came up and they get all, and they don't make it. They die.
Yeah.
Or they get like super high and they have to, but they make it out enough that they snap out of it after a while. But they can't stay underneath there because they can't breathe in it. Whatnot too long. Or I don't know if it affects their chemistry or whatnot, but it's very interesting how that started, why it's there, why is it saltier?
Right.
I don't know. It's one of those things that just affects the things like people are also talking about. When you talk about that, for example, that kind of leads on to icebergs, for example, that's fresh water. So does that affect salinity in the ocean?
I think it does, let me ask you this. Do you think there is anything beneath it, both of you? Do you guys think maybe that is the floor, why they're bounced up?
I mean, how long has it been there?
Damn, that's true.
So is it something that's been there, you know, like in our lifetime, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Or is it something that's been there freaking thousands, tens of thousands, whatnot?
Mm. So or created more recently.
Is there critters that have learned to live in that need that, like would die if they came out of it? So... The question,
kind of like what I was saying earlier about the pressure change.
Absolutely,
would it affect them differently being in a different level of? Yeah, that makes sense. If they left that area, like you said, unscathed, unscathed down there.
Certain critters, like when we're saying about like squid don't have lungs, for example. So
yeah,
they're able to go up and down. Like most squid, if you talk about like you know the Humboldt squid, Humboldt, whatever.
So good.
Anyways, they're here off the coast of Mexico and whatnot, and they live down deep.
Yeah.
And they only come up at night to feed.
Mm.
So it's usually when fishermen go out there, but there's been a lot of cases where like fishermen's dogs fall out of the boat and shit and they'll eat them because they're freaking vicious, dude.
Wow. Mm.
Like you don't realize that, but their squids have like little suction cups with razor teeth in them. They can F you up just with
and that's what that cup. Looks like when they're moving quickly. They're just, fuck, that's how they eat, bro. They grind
squid,
it up. Like,
a squid is different because a squid only has two tentacles. Where an octopus has eight.
Yeah.
All the others are just little arms, but the tentacles have little pads on the end where they shoot out and grab something, pull it out and hit.
Take it back. Yeah.
And they actually, if you look at the little round thing, there's actually like almost like razor blades inside them where they grab something. They will. And if like a dog falls in, they're vicious and he'll have 10, 20, 30 on them in no time.
They had it planned out, bro. They're gonna mob, bro. Just come and ambush his ass, bro.
Those fuckers, I don't even know where. Cause the guy used to laugh because I never told him, you know.
And this is the ruthless shit that goes on underneath the surface, bro.
These things can get no idea, 3 feet big, like fuck. 2.5, 3 feet. You're looking, the guy's this big with no tentacles.
Mm.
There's a chunk. I used to buy one of them and chop them up and freeze them. And that's what I used to feed my sharks. So I'd make little cubes out of them.
You had sharks?
I had sharks, stingrays. I've had just about everything, dude.
We need to go to Serge's house where he stopped playing, bro.
I don't right now.
Oh, well, still. I'm sure you got something interesting over there.
You need an aquarium, dude. You need like.
It's hard to maintain, too. That's a lot of work. I know.
The one I used to have, I used to be able to go in it.
Whoa. Yeah. I mean, he'd dive in there swim around with him. After lit. Work?
Not like swim lit, bro, around imagine? And shit, but I can sit in. I mean, I couldn't like.
Go swim. But you can still go sit in there, though. Yeah, that's still cool, though. Yeah, that's lit, man.
So yeah, you need, they grow, dude, and you need
how does that feel to kind of sit in that ecosystem, kind of just get in your trunks, climb in there, sit down, and just like enjoy the life happening around you, bro?
I used to just stare at them, dude, especially at night. But it was cool because just, you know, people are like, yeah, I got a dog. Well, yeah, I got a shark.
You know, who can say that, bro? Right. I got a fucking shark at home. What you got? Crickets.
And like I said, my stingrays would eat out of my hand. They'd actually would swim and they would smell it. Like they'd be buried.
That's crazy.
And I'd stick my hand in the corner of the aquarium.
Because they would do that, right? They'd pop
and
out of the dirt.
The second they see it.
Yeah.
And they'd come up and you just stick it up against the glass and you see them like jump on the glass and suck it. Because they don't have teeth.
Yeah.
They have these two things that grind it up and they would just suck it out of your thing and eat it. But they'd eat squid. So the guy was like, you like squid, don't you? Because I would buy a lot of it. Like, yeah. I do. I eat it.
I'll tell you, bro. I got so much squid. I got octopus coming out of my ears, man. I got octopus coming out of my fucking ears, man. Fucking Scarface reference.
But hey, fuck it. It worked, man. You know.
Yeah. And you know what? That's cool, man. I feel like, you know.
It is kind of cool. It takes a lot of work. You know, an aquarium, to keep pristine water, to keep temperatures, to keep a lot of crap.
I got it back.
It takes a lot of effort. You know, to sit there and sit in your living room or wherever it is you got them. You know, to look at them, it is absolutely beyond no doubt really, really cool.
Gorgeous.
Any kind
too,
of fish,
right?
For that matter, but
yeah,
it takes effort.
It does to maintain that too. Yeah,
a lot of people go in to get this little aquarium and then they want to get something like a barracuda, because you can buy a barracuda at 3 inches.
What? I didn't know that.
A little baby. You get a little barracuda at 3 inches, 4 inches, you know, and throw them in a tank. You think, oh, I got a barracuda. No, that some bitch gonna grow 3-4 feet.
And then what? Then you're fucked. Yeah. Dude. So, you don't got to know have a tank that big, bro. You can get in a bitch that big. Three, four feet. You can get in there, swim with them, do some laps, bro. Like,
yeah,
you don't need a living room. You don't need a living room. How's that, bro?
And people don't realize that. Like if you get, I used to get
they grow,
sharks.
Yeah.
I would get nurses. I would get stuff. I never had one. I always wanted a little black tip or a white tip. But you get like a leopard shark, you can get them at 16 inches.
Damn.
That's cool. Little.
That's little compared to what they can grow to.
But they can get 8 feet, 6-8 feet, no problem.
So the question that got thrown off on, I was going to ask y'all, is that do y'all think it's worth it to have an exotic animal of that essence, even though it's a moving picture? It's a moving picture of life. I think it's beautiful to show a small ecosystem of what, if you viewers out there believe in God, the ones that do, created. It's kind of cool to see that in action. I feel like if you can create that in your home and have a little picture, do you think it's worth the maintenance to watch that kind of develop barnacles or whatever the fuck might grow in there, especially if it's saltwater, you know, saltwater animals.
I actually do see what you're saying. And it is one of the things that I think, though, if you're going to go down that avenue, be prepared to invest the time alone that it's going to take. Because
temperature, I know it means a lot too, right?
Temperature, everything.
Because they'll die if it's the wrong temperature, bro.
They don't like change. They don't like change in variance as far as their water quality, salinity, temperature, pH, all this stuff.
You got to watch all that shit. It's work.
Dude, you got to watch pH. You got to watch the nitrate, the ammonia levels. You have to watch a lot of crap in this water to maintain pristine water, you know, and if you don't, they're just going to croak. And a shark, and I mean, something like a black tip can cost $2,500 back then. So what's it cost now?
Damn, probably a lot more.
I can blow $500-$600. I've blown $2,000 on a fish.
I believe it. Yeah.
So if you're just going to get them to die.
Yeah. You better learn how to maintain that fish. Yeah.
You want them to thrive. And then you really want them. Dude, that's their only realm. You're pulling them out of where they're used to, a giant reef.
And they're going
to
live in a glass box.
That's why you need
box,
an aquarium that you can go inside. You don't. If you're going to get that kind of fish, you know, if you get a little clownfish and an anemone, you can get away with a smaller tank. But if you want something crazy, like, you know, something like that, barracudas, sharks, stingrays, you need.
You got to try to give them, you got to give them something to live for too. Cause there are a lot of them, we get depressed and they'll die, bro. Just from just being the fuck. Like my life is this. Look up, they're living creatures, man. The end of the day, like, this is my life now. What is this shit? I don't even know. I hit that wall like 4 times today. I can't swim past it for some reason.
Like, some of them are kind of cold. Like,
you know, but they probably don't think that way, but you guys get my point. And you're right. You got to give them at least give them an entertaining atmosphere, maintain, what's the word? Interact. You know, that's
you do, but some of them are kind of cool because sharks are the only animal that can actually reproduce in all three ways.
Mm.
It can egg, it can breed live, and it can also eggs inside that hatch in its body and then come out live.
Mm. Wow.
So you can buy shark eggs. They're called mermaid purses because they're very pretty looking. And you put them on the side, and you'll actually see the little shark wiggling inside. And I've seen where they put it.
Growing and the embryo trying to develop. Yeah. That's cool, to
it, and then he snaps out of it and swims around.
Man. That's cool.
So it is pretty cool.
Yeah, just that whole idea that how that grows and all that's awesome, man. You get to you're seeing a part of life that we don't really get to see much unless you invest it. It costs money, sure, to see that, but the fact that it's an option and then it's there, it's kind of interesting to me, man. But you know, guys, and that's not to kind of push it towards the ending here, but we're getting close to our time. I'm gonna wrap up soon. I was gonna say, if you guys want to put any final tidbits on what we talked about today, now would be the time. So with the slideshow over here to the right.
I was gonna say it's mainly California, but like I feel like every other state allows you to have some type of weird exotic animals, usually monkeys. But it's like everything's legal in California. So
everything, man. A ferret. I wanted a ferret for a while, bro. I thought that was a cool. Here, right? I heard they are in California. That they used to be. I mean, maybe no. That might have been Texas. Yeah, that's probably Texas.
They let you do anything.
They let you have a ferret. They don't give a fuck what you have. They let you walk around. Matter, you know what? Way off topic. I'm going to say this anyway. I remember when I was living in Texas, bro, in 2013. I saw a dude walking around, bro, and he had a holster, and he had a fucking Magnum in his holster, just walking around grocery shopping, bro.
I see. You're
going to pop off rounds? Like, they're allowed to carry out there, bro.
Yeah.
Even if it means grocery shopping, don't matter. Baseball game. You want to check your weapon in, bro, as long as you got a permit for it. You're going to carry. Okay. If we can see it. It's out in the open. We know you have it. Okay, cool. You got a permit for it?
Here's the other question. What's the crime rate there?
Oof. Yep, it went down, right?
It went way the fuck down.
He's right. So that's just shit like that, man. It's different. That's why I brought it up off topic, but that's the reason I brought it. So living there, I'm not surprised they allow ferrets and other crazy ass animals that you wouldn't be able to own in California.
Monkeys and whatnot.
I want a toucan, bro. I want to own a duck.
Chimpanzees.
I gotta convince my girlfriend to let me own a duck. I know you guys probably think, what the fuck? Why a duck? I don't know, bro. I like ducks for
some
reason.
They're
tasty. You can't bring them over when you get your duck. You can't bring them over or take your duck over.
No, hell no. He'll end up on the fucking plate, bro. What happened? Hey, man, I thought you were bringing an entree. I just took him back there and just got him out.
Thanks for the duck.
He defeathered his ass. He's on the grill now, bro. I defeathered him for you. The surge, no, you didn't, bro. You just killed my daughter's pet.
But he's tasty.
It was good, though.
He's going to be good.
I had duck. Duck's pretty good. He's going to be good. I'm not bringing him to his house. You just said it. It's not happening.
You ever have a turducken?
What is that?
It's a turkey, duck, and a chicken.
Huh? Turducken. That's the thing, bro.
That sounds like a nice sandwich, though.
That sounds good.
They're expensive, but they're fucking delicious. You got to order them like now. I mean, you may not even be able to order them for Thanksgiving.
Well, shit, what the fuck's in a turducken?
Dude, look it up. It's called a turducken.
They do that here?
No, I don't fucking know where they do that shit. It's probably a white people thing, dude.
Oh, see?
Come on, dude.
It probably is a white person. Come on, man. Hey, you said it earlier. You coined it earlier, brother.
But this shit's tasty.
I'm going to try that shit. Turducken, bro.
Look at turducken, dude. My brother bought one time, and we had it for Thanksgiving. It's like a turkey, and they stuff it with chicken and duck.
Oh, shit.
So the oil of the duck, because the duck's very oily, like seeps out into the meat of the turkey, and it just
something like that?
No, it's fucking, yeah, it's really
looks
tasty.
Good, bro.
No, it's a tasty little critter.
Where did you have one at?
I just told you. My brother bought one time for Thanksgiving. You got to order it like way ahead of time.
He had that instead of the turkey.
So for Thanksgiving, my family did it. My brother's like, I got this year. So he bought a turducken because my ass be getting no damn turducken.
That's cool. He basically introduced you to some new shit. You're like, we're going to have a bird this year, but we have a different kind of bird.
I'm easy, dude. I'm easy like a $2 whore on payday, dude.
It only took you two beers to enjoy yourself, brother. Let's go, man.
We can do pigeon. I'd be happy, motherfucker.
Fucking pigeon, bro. Dirty street bird. Let's go. Dude, he wants a dirty yard bird.
Rat, dude, is what I hate pigeons, dude. I think
everybody hates fucking the flying rat pigeon ass fucking bird.
I don't like pigeons, dude.
I don't think anybody does, bro. They're all pigeons. That's what.
don't mean to be negative, dude.
We're just putting that out there. But anyway, it's been a great time, Serge. We're glad you've been able to come on with us, man. But we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna wrap things up now, man. We thank you for coming out again with us. Anything you want to say to the viewers and listeners, man, before we head out here?
Nah, thanks for having me, bro. Thanks for putting up with me, and had a great time.
We'll definitely have you on again in the future, man.
Let's do this.
Very soon. Yeah. Very soon.
Absolutely.
Very soon, yeah. What about you, Slash? Anything you wanted to give them before we head out here, man?
Told you I wasn't crazy, and I found a video.
You did, bro. I'm proud of you.
Exactly. And the man was inclined the entire time. You know what I'm saying?
So I'd have been upset if I didn't find it.
I felt that.
I know he felt it for sure. He did. He did.
I thought you were mad at me, dude. I was like, oh, dude.
The fuck, son. Never. Come on. Damn, y'all, my bad.
Stay home, dude. I'm sorry, dude.
Should I stay home next time? Stay home, bro. My bad.
Damn, he's not going to talk to me at work no more.
Like, I just take flash him off. I'm like, what's up?
Dude. It's because you didn't bring me a turd Duncan.
What's up, dude? You and your turd Duncans. You and your fucked up stories.
But anyway, guys, so we appreciate you guys for your time. You know, ears, as we say every week, we appreciate, you know, you tuning into us, watching us on YouTube, listening to us on all the directories that we're on. Hopefully Pandora's going to stop hating. And let us join the crew. Let us join the crew, man. Fuck that, bro. Y'all playing yourselves, bro. This is growing, man. I mean, without any paid advertisement, we already got what? Slideshow, almost 600 listeners, bro, and viewers every week?
Close to 600.
That's great, man. Word of mouth is God-given, bro. And when we start paying for the advertisement, is that what it's going to take for Pandora? But like,
oh, now we can mess with them. Yeah.
Now we could fuck with them and give them a platform. Like, fuck y'all, man. Spotify believed in us from the beginning. So Spotify, if you listen to this, or the executives who watch this and see this, throw us a deal, man. We're showing y'all the love first. We're giving you the first dibs on this potential show that's going to take off one day and make y'all some money, man, especially with those streams breaking records, yeah. God willing. But anyway, not to sound too cocky because I don't want to sound too full of myself. Thank y'all. We're humbled by everybody that gives a shit about what we got to say every week. Thank y'all. We love y'all. Thank you guys for watching the visuals. Please, again, subscribe on YouTube. Comment, like, get all those good jazz things, all those things that make YouTube what it is. We pay attention to those things, so please take the time to do them. Just like you take the time to watch and listen. We appreciate y'all. So, yeah, with that being said, man, I'm going to give a final thought over here to Slideshow. He wants to say something for you guys before I hit y'all with the outro.
Yeah, so I just want to apologize, bro, because I was playing a prank on you the whole day. So sorry, y'all don't know about what's going on, but he knows already. So
I knew it. Just kidding, bro. Fuck, I fucking knew it, motherfucker. I didn't even do that to me.
What's up, Serge? What's going on?
We're gonna tell Serge. He looks so lost right now.
A little bit.
Son of a fucking asshole. You would wait.
Or should we just tell him now?
Tell him now. Fuck it.
So I was just lying to him the whole day saying I got a $6 raise and he didn't. And that's why I had that.
I felt hurt, bro. I work in the same department as this motherfucker. Bro.
Yeah,
I
was like, a little butt hurt too, dude.
Because I was hurt, low key. I was like, oh, that hurts my heart.
He was asking, why did I come in a pickup truck when I got a Charger?
He ran with that. You ran with that chance, bro. Like,
oh, yeah. George, say it's your backup or what?
No, I said my Charger was getting the brakes fixed. So I came in my truck and he was like, oh, you got money for a truck? Or he said, you doing two payments?
Yeah, I said, you got two car payments? Damn, bro.
Don't you?
On our salary? Then,
yeah. That's when I lied and said, I got the $6 raise. That's how I could do that.
And I was like, wait, what?
And it was bugging him the whole day.
And I was like, bro, I low-key, I mean, because like I said, not that he's not deserving of a $6 raise. I'm just like, bro, I put in hard-ass work, too. I didn't get no motherfucking raise.
And I just
what the fuck? I was like, yo.
I've been saying the right stuff all day just picking him. Like, when you're a hard worker, like, you know, they appreciate you.
Yeah, you an asshole, bro. I was like, damn.
Little freaking and then I started feeling like daggers to your heart.
Bro, and I started to feel, yes, that's exactly what it was. Because I started to feel like a bad friend, man. I was like, dude, I'm over here
feeling bad and shit.
Literally, I'm like, now I feel terrible because what if this shit is really real? Like, at first, I was calling his bluff. You know that hard. I was like, bro, you full of shit. You know, God don't like liars. So I kept a good face. I'm trying to do whatever I could to get him to be like, you got me, bro. I'm just fucking with you. But he wouldn't budge.
And I had a good face, too.
I'll give it to you. He sells it well, man, because I know when he's being serious with me and when he's being full of shit. So he put the serious face in the full work mode, man. And I was like, yo, you better take a track back, bro.
It's only getting even, though, for the other day.
All right. Oh, even, yeah. You know what? I did give it to him a lot. The other day, like, no, pause. Like that. I gave him shit. I was fucking with him about stuff that wasn't true either.
Back to back. And I was falling
back
for it.
Back to back to back. Yeah. He kept falling for it. Like, what? Really? They said that? Or they did that? Or that really happened? He was eating it up, bro. I was like, no, bro. It's all bullshit. So he was like, oh, fuck you, bro. Okay. You're going to fuck him up? All right. So he must have took it to heart. That was his last recording day, bro. We're setting up and I'm just left and right hitting him. And he's just like, all right. He took note, clearly. Payback. The whole time before you got here, sir, like we were setting up, you know, the set and everything. You sold it so well, bro. You had me believing. I was like, damn, bro, what am I doing wrong? I've been there a little longer. I haven't ever got a $6 raise. Last time we got a $6 raise when we fought for it originally with the union that we thought was going to be good. Anyway. They got us that $6 raise back then. And then now, man, it's crazy, bro, because
Six y'all is probably pushing. I should have said three.
I was like, he reaching on that one. I'm like,
yeah, I'm not expecting no $6 raise from these motherfuckers.
They just gave that to you like that, bro. They fought for years to get us that before in the past, man. So, but anyway, y'all, you know, it's been a good time, man. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here, man. But thank you guys again. Tune in to us next week. It's going to be the same thing. It's been Timeless Talk. Y'all take care.